Off the Ball Breakfast.
We are in a death spiral. That we're like, we are the death spiral.
Death BT or no, TH.
TH.
Because BT is 40 million, isn't it?
Well, you know.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
Anyone can dream it, but to be it, you must never stop competing. Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish women's rugby.
So in the Women's Rugby World Cup, it is New Zealand 39, South Africa 10, Canada play Australia at 4 o'clock. We have the game against France at Sandy Park in Exeter at 1 o'clock tomorrow. And we have Alison Miller, former Irish international wing, on the line. How are you, Alison?
Good, how are you, John?
Good, good. Looking forward to this tomorrow. The importance of Aoife Wafer, Alison, how much of a difference will she make now she's back in the team?
Yeah, she's like a world-class player. She's a very well-rounded player. Her offloading ability, her passing ability, her ability to get those post-contact meters and sit people down on the ground. Look, everyone in the world knows her. So, she is really important to us. Look, it's not going to be easy for her coming in straight after an injury into the World Cup quarterfinal. There is pressure there on her. So hopefully she can hit the ground running and, I suppose, maintain that form she showed in the Six Nations. But she is really important to us. And she brings that fear factor, even that, you know, France know that she's back in the team. So that's huge.
The carries are a big part of her game, aren't they?
Yeah, huge part. And her turnover ability, her ability to turn over ball, which we probably really need in this team. And our, you know, to France are such a dangerous team. And Aoife Wafer has stepped up many times in games where we looked skinny out wide and looked vulnerable in defence. And she's just had huge turnover. So that'll be really, really important, her ability at the breakdown or even just to slow France's ball down, because she's a menace at the breakdown, as well as obviously her attacking capabilities.
It feels like Ireland are now acting professionally as a women's rugby nation in more ways than one. So does that mean, if you agree, that the gap is closing between ourselves and France?
Yeah, obviously, if you watch the Six Nations game in March or April, whenever it was, Ireland really frustrated France. We had a very good kicking game. Our line-out was very good, and our lining driving maul really frustrated France, and we got tries from that. They have obviously put in Bourgeois at 15. She's a very good kicker to, I suppose, counteract Dan O'Brien. She's one of the best women's kickers in the game. So she kicked a lot that day against Ireland. So that's going to be really important. But yeah, we're closing in on France. I don't think France have been as impressive as they have in other years, but they're still capable of putting it up to the best teams. They did that in the Six Nations against England, came to it in 1 point with the last minute, but just it wasn't enough. So they've got key players across the park. Vernier at 12, she's the co-captain. She is such a brilliant player defensively, you know, in attack. So she's vital for them, and it's going to be important that we keep her quiet. Grise at 14 is an excellent winger. Charlotte Escudero at 8 has had, I think, more turnovers than any player in the World Cup. So, and obviously you have to name Bourdon Sansu at 9. She runs the show for them. She's probably an equivalent of someone like Antoine Dupont in the women's game. She just is top class, every facet of the game. Her ability to snipe, pass, her defensive capabilities are huge for a 9. Brilliant, brilliant player, and they're not the same without her. So, look, we're going to have to obviously stop those type of players, but France have a very good all-around game. They're not as expansive as in New Zealand. They're not maybe as physical or dominant in their carries as England, but they're somewhere in between. Look, they are typically French, and you can frustrate them and they can look average at times, but when they're good, they're really, really good.
An 80-minute performance is important, because it just felt, watching the New Zealand game, Alison, that at the end it just kind of got away from us.
Yeah, and I suppose hopefully they've parked that, because not to score, if you're watching the quarterfinal there against South Africa and New Zealand, South Africa put it up to them in that first half. But for Ireland, they will be disappointed. Some of the defence was poor against New Zealand, so hopefully they look to fix that. Just poor decisions around whether to fold or hold. And we got punished by a very attacking nation that is New Zealand. So, look, either way for back is really important. And hopefully we can... The midfield battle is going to be really crucial. Dalton and Higgins are two very, very important players for us. Higgins has been brilliant at this World Cup. Like Vernier, she's a very well-rounded player, good passing ability, defensively good, runs really good lines, and her relationship then with Aoife Dalton. And we probably need to get someone like Aoife Dalton, Wafer is a really physical carrier and gets metres after the contact and beats people and breaks tackles. So she is going to be key, because we just lacked that against New Zealand. We lacked any go-forward ball. We just tried to go backdoor, go wide with no penetration. And it just, New Zealand had shooters and just stopped us. They stopped us. We were going backwards, essentially. So we need to get that go-forward from players like those. So then, hopefully then, we can actually get go forward to go wide and release our back three that are, you know, Parsons and Emily Koskin are electric. And, you know, Stacey Flood is really important in that distribution role, but it won't come unless we get that go forward from the forwards, which is really, really important.
What should Scott Beamon have up his sleeve then?
I think the variety of the kicking game is important, because it said... Their kicking game, the France kicking game, is so important, but we probably lack a little bit of variety in it, that we don't really have a box kick option. So maybe a little bit more variety from kicking from Flood as well. The kicking is going to be important. We really went at them with our line out, and our line out has really improved. They look vulnerable at that, but I think it's just the simplicity, trying to get some goal forward. Like, we've way far back now. We really just need to be smart about how we attack. We just made poor decisions about how we attacked. And, you know, like, we have the ability to go wide, but we got to, like, so simple, we got to earn it. We got to front up physically. And as I said, we have Wafer, we have, God, we've gone black there. Sorry now. Who am I thinking? I'll go back to it in a minute, but we have that back row to really, you know, be physical. Fiona Chute is back in, so she's a physical carrier as well. So we need to be smart, not play too much rugby in the wrong parts of the field, kick when we need to, front up physically, and then when it's on, like, it's so simple, but we didn't do that against New Zealand. Look, New Zealand were shooting up and we were trying to go out wide, where against New Zealand, the space was actually behind the shooters, you know, with those inside balls or tip-ons. So it's been able to read the game as it's happening as well. I think we probably didn't do that well against New Zealand. So whatever defensive picture that France are giving us, we need to be able to adapt and do that against France, which we didn't do against New Zealand. But I'd like to see Parsons, I'd like to see Emily Koskin get the ball. And if they don't, just go get the ball. Get off your wing, go looking for it, because it's a World Cup quarterfinal. And if we can't get the ball to those players, it's really important that they... And we haven't seen that, so I don't think we might see that. You know, get off their wing, run those lines, you know, try and run a few front forward. I'm getting my old words mixed up today.
No, it's okay, Alison. It's making sense.
good. I'm glad it is.
It made sense 11 years ago. You played in the semi-final. So look, this is the biggest game of these players' lives. It seems from me, if you're looking at social media and if you're looking at the interviews they're doing, I was reading Stacey Flood in the Irish Times today, it seems they're enjoying it and embracing it. So look, how do you execute? How do you become the best version of yourself on the pitch tomorrow? Because there's obviously going to be nerves now this evening.
I suppose the preparation they've had all week and rectifying those issues, but it's going to be... You know, you can enjoy the tournament all you like and you can enjoy it, but I think what really matters is, because different personalities will be different. There'll be people that won't enjoy every minute and will be uptight and will be nervous, and they'll be absolutely fine when they take the pitch. And then there's other personalities that get very, you know, love every minute and maybe don't bring that to it. So whatever those players need to do to get up for that game, I personally would have been uptight all week and maybe not enjoy things. I would have just... been fine in a minute the whistle went, and I'd be fine then. So whatever those players have to do, but it's about, you know, whether you're enjoying the week or whatever it is, about really turning up tomorrow and performing. And they have, I don't know, the sports psychology, whatever it is that those players need to do to get up for it, it is important that they hit the ground running, because we saw against New Zealand then, it wasn't too bad at halftime, but it was really then, I suppose our bench is going to be important that when they do come on, that they add impact, because the game got away from us probably against New Zealand when we put on some substitutions. So, look, it's going to be great. It's going to be a big crowd. It's a World Cup that these players have never played in a knockout game in a World Cup before. Only Clina Maloney has ever been at a World Cup. So there's pressure there, but there's also, they've never been there, so they just have to go and do it, and hopefully enjoy it as well, enjoy the process, and there'll be great Irish support. There's huge, because it's in England, there's huge Irish support, so there'll be, I would imagine, totally imagine that there will be a lot more Irish fans in the stadium than French, so hopefully the Irish can drive them on and you know, get the right start, play in the right areas of the field, and you know, really frustrate France. Look, France will be the favourites, but there is nothing to lose for Ireland, so that they can go out and maybe not feel any pressure, because there isn't pressure on them in terms of who's a favourite. Ireland aren't the favourite, so they hopefully embrace that underdog thing. And I know Scott Beaman, probably they don't enjoy being underdogs. They want to be the best, one of the best teams in the world, but you know, there's no pressure there, so go and embrace it, enjoy it, and live off the big games.
We have New Zealand leading South Africa. They're going to be in the semi-finals. They lead 39-17 with 2 minutes to go. Canada play Australia at 4. England play Scotland tomorrow. Is it going to be Canada and England in the semis as well, Alison?
Hard to know. Yeah, probably. Just watching New Zealand there. If they've any vulnerabilities, but they probably lack the physicality in their pack. But you would imagine, yeah, that what you've said there, England and Canada, like they are the strongest teams for a reason, and that's why they're ranked in those. You know, I, as I said before in this show, I think it's England's to lose, but
yeah.
New Zealand then would probably lack just the go forward and the forwards to maybe to put it up to an England, but obviously they've got the skills and the mobility and the athleticism, and, you know, the way they play, but probably just watching them down there. Now, South Africa are doing very well, and we'll probably have to single out Lynn Cantwell's role with South Africa over the last number of years, that they're in a World Cup quarterfinal scoring against New Zealand. She's now back working with the RFU. So it's great to see that she had such a good impact there, because we didn't see Ireland score against New Zealand, unfortunately, but South Africa, who would have been probably a surprise package in this World Cup, are scoring tries against them and scoring points. So just to give, you know, Lynn acknowledgement, anyone that played against her or played with her or against her knows that she's a force to be reckoned with, and it's great that she is back in Ireland working with the women's game, because it's going to be important in the future.
Look, we're all hoping for a shock result and a win for Ireland tomorrow. I suppose the key thing is, whatever the result, Alison, that the players do themselves justice, and when they walk off that pitch, that they've given everything.
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, they've obviously won their two out of their three pool games, and if they put in a performance, and you can never be, you can always be, obviously be disappointed with a loss, but if you play to your potential and you get what you put in and you get the results and the performance that you want, regardless of the results, they can held their you know, be happy with their performance. And I think that can be a disappointing thing if in the last game that you get knocked out or that you win or whatever it is, that if they don't win tomorrow, that they do put it up to France, be competitive, you know, score a try, show us what they are capable of. And yeah, that's really important.
Alison Miller, enjoy the game. We'll keep the fingers crossed. Thanks.
Thanks, John. Have a good weekend.
Alison Miller there, former Irish international and World Cup semi-finalist, on the show looking ahead to tomorrow's game against France.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
Anyone can dream it, but to be it, you must never stop competing. Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish women's rugby.